Mike, Coach Pittman said you had a chance to go NFL. You decided to stay. What compelled you to stay at Arkansas?
Just trying to better myself and better my draft grade. I felt like I was better than a four to whatever round player. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to come back and under Coach Sam Pittman and Cody Kennedy, I feel like I have the chance to do that.
What do you need to improve on to become a higher draft pick?
I would just say my physicality and what I and when I finish blocks and reading the defense before the play even happens.
I got to ask you about your head coach. Word is when he was in the Bahamas, he was swimming with the pigs.
I mean, I don't know. That sounds a little crazy, but he probably was.
What do you like about playing for Coach Pittman?
I love everything about it. I mean, he's a genuine guy, and he shows that he cares about every player, no matter what you do or what your role is on the team. So I just appreciate that about him.
You guys won three games last year, but you almost won four more. Do you think Arkansas is on the cusp of breaking through and becoming a bowl-eligible team?
Yeah. We're going to a bowl last year, and I think this year we're just going to go to an even bigger one. Mm-hmm. And this year we're just chasing something, and I think it's only going to pay off in the end.
Coach Pittman said that you can't win unless you believe.
Right.
Where's the belief level in this team?
It's high. I mean, Coach Pittman, he said that, and he means it. And he shows that he instills a confidence in us every day. And it's just only going to pay off when we come to step on that field.
He said something like there are 12 super seniors and 11 seniors or 23 in all. That's a veteran team, isn't it?
Yeah, that's veteran. And with that, I mean, we have so much knowledge of the game throughout our time playing, and we can just pass that down to the young guys that are coming in.
So much of success in college football is tied to the quarterback, just as it is at any level. What are your thoughts on KJ Jefferson?
I think KJ is going to be great for us. I mean, you saw the times he played for us, especially at Missouri when he lit up the scoreboard. But he's going to be great. He's stepping into his leadership role really nicely, and he's becoming more vocal as a leader.
What do you think of Traylon Smith at running back? He's a guy that looks like he could put up some big numbers.
Yeah. Traylon's good. I mean, he's a hard runner. He's got speed to break away. So, I mean, as long as he keeps coming in and working hard, that's all we can ask of him.
And Traylon Burks looks like he's got the potential to be really special.
Yeah, Traylon Burks is very special. I mean, you can see it at practice with every snap he takes. He takes it serious like he's a pro, and it shows come Saturday.
Your schedule's not easy. It wasn't last year. It's not going to be this year. Do you like that challenge?
Of course. I mean, that's why we come to the SEC, especially the West. You want to play the best of the best no matter what, and for our schedule to be the toughest 2 years in a row, let's go.
You got Texas on the schedule, and there's some speculation that Texas and Oklahoma may want to join the SEC down the road. Your thoughts on playing Texas?
I'm just looking forward to it. I'm excited to play them. They're a good team. We're a good team, so it's going to be fun.
What are your thoughts on what this team has to do to take that next step?
We just got to believe in ourselves. That's all we have to do. Every time we step out on that field, we have to believe that we can beat whoever it is that's across from us. And we just got to show it.
You've been there a few years. Did you notice a culture change when Coach Pittman took over?
Yeah, there's definitely a culture change from Morris to Pittman. I feel like people, as soon as Pittman came here, there was a lot of excitement and hope that came back to the program. And with hope, we showed that we're like still here, and all it just takes is belief.
One thing that Coach Pittman said I thought was pretty interesting, he said that to win you've got to be tough and physical, but also you need to speak with your pads. Is that kind of your attitude?
Yeah, that's been kind of our whole team's attitude, is just let the pads talk and everything else will handle itself.